President Biden promises help now and later. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That means hurricane cleanup and then rebuilding.
Make sure the people of Florida get everything that they need to fully, thoroughly recover.
As search and rescue continues with more than 100 deaths blamed on Hurricane Ian, he saw the destruction for himself.
I'm sure it's much worse on the ground, but you can see a whole hell of a lot of the damage from the air.
And Republican Governor Ron DeSantis joined the president and praised the federal response.
The governor and president put their political rivalry on hold only weeks after sparring over a migrant flight to Martha's Vineyard and weeks before the midterm elections.
Fox's Nate Foy in Fort Myers. The president says he's disappointed by a federal court ruling that the DACA program's unlawful.
But the court will not discontinue it. The court's ruling does, however, bar the United States from processing new DACA applications. Now, in 2012, the program gave migrants who came to the U.S. illegally as children a temporary grace period from deportation and allowed them to apply for work permits while they are in the U.S.
Fox's Brooke Singman, a horror show in Thailand, where a former cop went on a shooting and stabbing spree at a child care center. That's the chaos as first responders arrived. The man killed more than 30 people, most of them kids, then fled, went home, and killed his own child and wife and then himself. In California, a family missing since being kidnapped Monday was found dead in an orchard. An 8-month-old baby, her mother, father, and uncle.
Horribly, horribly senseless as to what happened here.
Merced County Sheriff Vern Warnke hopes the suspected kidnapper in custody after injuring himself in a suicide attempt faces the death penalty. The price of gas is up more than 3 cents this morning, 6 cents in 2 days, as OPEC Plus countries, including Russia and Saudi Arabia, plan to cut oil production. In California, gas is now a penny shy of breaking AAA's record for regular $6.42 a gallon. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. North Korea has done it again, launching two more missiles into the ocean today, days after firing a missile that flew over Japan. And South Korea also says a dozen North Korean fighter jets were flown near the border, prompting the South to send 30 planes of its own amid an ongoing nuclear sanctions standoff with the U.S. and the U.N. Russia has bombed more residential areas of Ukraine and the Zaporizhia area, one of four regions Russia took by force from Ukraine, then by what the U.S. calls sham referendum votes. Ukraine's president also claims Russia has stolen people, forcing 1.6 million Ukrainian civilians into Russia. The U.S. has been sending military aid. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says,
we all want to see it end as quickly as possible. We want to see it end in a negotiated settlement. But, Neil, it's really important here that President Zelensky gets to be in the driver's seat when it comes to when that negotiated settlement occurs and what is negotiated in the settlement.
Closing arguments are expected today in Connecticut and a trial for Alex Jones, 10 years after an elementary school massacre that left 26 students and teachers dead that he had claimed was a hoax.
15 plaintiffs testified they were tormented for years by people who believed Alex Jones when he said the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre was a hoax. They said they got death threats. One father said someone threatened to dig up his son's grave to prove the killing never happened. Jones has called the trial a kangaroo court. The jury to hear final arguments today, then deliberate on how much Jones should pay to relatives of victims, as well as an FBI agent who responded to the shooting. Jones found guilty at an earlier trial in order to pay nearly $50 million to the parents of one of the children killed. Jill Nato, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down the day after modest declines for the Dow and the NASDAQ. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.